As the world keeps changing in so many ways, how are you leading to keep transforming your business? Join us for our quick take on this issue, episode 306 of Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper.
This episode is brought to you by Business Advancement Incorporated, enabling successful leaders and companies to accelerate to their next level of success. On the web at businessadvance.com. And now, here's Pam and Scott.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Pam Harper, founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement Incorporated. And right here with me is my business partner and husband, Scott Harper.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be with you again. And as always, our purpose here is to spark new insights, inspiration, and immediately useful ideas that can help visionary leaders accelerate themselves and bring their companies along to their next level of game-changing innovation, transformation, and growth. Now, maybe as you're listening to this episode, you might hear some rumbling and banging in the background. That's because our neighbors have started a major renovation on their home. It's going to change the face of where they live.
And it got us talking about the fact that when the house was built in 1942, its design made sense in the cultural context of the time.
Yeah, of course.
But as times have changed, the small closets, the tiny kitchen, and the overall design are no longer a fit with how families live today.
As they tell us, it's going to be a real transformation. And they're excited about it. We're excited about it, too. Mm-hmm. In fact, our whole neighborhood is upgrading to keep pace with the times. And it's been done with intentionality.
And it can be like that in business, too.
Of course.
We need to keep transforming our businesses as the world keeps changing in so many ways. The fact is, strategic transformation is a continuous process, not an event.
That's right.
And some changes are bigger than others. But a constant stream of minor changes can also equal one major change. And this is the theme of an article that we wrote years ago and keep talking about because we see it so often. So being aware of all of these unexpected changes that can come up can help us make the most of them as they occur.
Part of that being aware of those changes is part of awareness of the strategic context and having that awareness of strategic context informs the type of continuous transformation that can make all the difference in creating intentional results for your business and all the people who rely on you.
Continuous transformation is a given, whether it's by our own design or by events outside of our control.
Yeah.
But for transformation to serve us and our companies well, we need to be strategic. That's why we're dedicating this quick take to three immediately useful ideas for leading transformational growth as the world keeps changing.
Right, and here's the first one. Lead to create an environment where ongoing communication with employees across the organization happens on a regular basis. We've seen that the process of continuous transformation is most effective when people throughout the organization have a clear idea of the strategic context that guides decisions for that continuous transformation.
That's right. In the absence of that, people can make up stories.
Oh, yeah.
In one company that was going through transformation for growth, leadership did not share the big picture of why there were so many changes happening. Of course, in the absence of context, people will make up their own stories, right?
Yeah.
So in this case, morale took a big hit. Employees thought the company was going to close, exactly the opposite of reality.
Wow.
When they understood that the strategic context for the changes was that the company was going through dramatic growth, they relaxed and offered relevant information and ideas that were extremely helpful for major decisions.
So the bottom line, employees at all levels of the organization have unique perspectives that are invaluable when you're making decisions about the scope, objectives, capital requirements, and everything else that will support the transformation. Okay, Pam, what's the second idea?
involve stakeholders beyond employees. We're talking about increasing communication in your company's ecosystem. When trusted partners, outsource providers, and other external stakeholders are aware of your strategic context, they can add real value to decisions about strategy and execution.
Oh, that's right. For example, a client we were working with was planning on a major move of their manufacturing facility, and they were concerned that they were going to have cost overruns. Well, when they reached out to an outsource provider, they found out that they had extra capacity that would help them bridge that move. So they saved 6 months that was worth millions and millions of dollars.
So bottom line, involving stakeholders beyond employees can help you make more informed decisions about what to let go that's no longer functional and what to keep and even strengthen to support your ongoing transformation.
That's right. And here's the third thing. Along the lines of letting go, honor cultural traditions and structures before you let them go. Now, this is especially important when you're having, say, an acquisition or a restructuring and major parts of the company are eliminated or transformed beyond recognition. Just for example, years ago when I worked in a corporate environment, my company was acquired by a larger competitor who took great pains to engage those of us in the acquired company in planning the transition, and even went to the extent of publishing a book honoring the acquired company's history.
I've also seen this in more ongoing kinds of situations regarding transforming the way work is being accomplished. You could see it especially with AI and other new functions.
Right.
We do need to let go and at the same time engage employees at every level in planning and implementing what's next. Not only can this make everyone's decisions more effective, it also creates a greater sense of commitment throughout the organization.
So bottom line, on an ongoing basis, as transformation is a constant, we need to honor what's been functional in the past and engage people in creating what's next. So, Pam, we're at the end of our episode. Can you leave us with some final thoughts?
When you lead strategic transformation as a constant process rather than an occasional event, it increases your company's ability to keep creating value over the long term. Actively collaborating with employees and other trusted stakeholders on an ongoing basis can make all the difference in achieving successful outcomes.
Thanks to you out there for listening to Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper. If you're enjoying this podcast, spread the good word and become a recommender. Open Growth Igniters Radio on whatever podcast app you use and write a review. To contact us or get show notes and resource links for this week's episode, go to growthignitersradio.com and select episode 306.
Until next time, this is Pam Harper.
And Scott Harper.
Wishing you continued success and leaving you with this question to discuss with your team. What can we do to increase collaboration with employees and other stakeholders so we can keep transforming our business for growth as the world keeps changing?
Growth Igniters and Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper are registered service marks of Business Advancement Incorporated. All Growth Igniters Radio episodes are copyrighted productions of Business Advancement Incorporated, intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other uses, including copying, editing, redistribution, and publication without prior written consent of Business Advancement Incorporated, are prohibited. All rights reserved.